Welcome, 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 and thanks for tuning in for episode 4 of the Real Life Reezy podcast. I'm your host, Karee, and today I'll be filling you in on how I found my niche and how I turned it into payment notifications. So, first of all, let's start with the true story. There were no payment notifications at first. There was no niche at first. Like, honestly, I was talking to everybody. I didn't niche down on what I was good at, what I was passionate about. It was just like, yeah, I want to do consulting. I know I'm good at talking. You know, I have this experience, X, Y, Z. I have all of this. So yeah, I want to help people. I want to talk to people. And what was happening was I was just talking to everybody, and when your message isn't for a certain audience, like I always tell y'all, like, find your people. When you find your people or you niche down and make it for a certain audience, then that makes that audience hear you and flock to you, or, you know, at least start following you or having a listening ear. When you're not niched down and you're just making it a wide audience, like, yeah, this is for everybody, mom, dad, sister, brother, cousin, kids, you know, whoever needs me, I'm here. When you put it out there in that way, then it's like, yeah, everybody sees you, but nobody's listening. Everybody turns a deaf ear because it's like, it doesn't speak to me. Well, she's not talking to me because she didn't say moms with special needs kids, or she's not talking to me because she didn't say single mothers, and she's not talking to me because she didn't say new entrepreneurs. So you get what I'm saying? Like, when you don't niche it down, you open up your audience to be so wide ranged that it's like, when you give people so many things to do, they don't know what to do, so they do nothing. And for the longest time, I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, yo, my website is dope. Yo, I took a masterclass on this. Like, I know exactly what I'm doing. Like, I've been coaching people for years via multi-level marketing. And, you know, that was easy. That was dope. Like, I got this down. I have, I have all these testimonials from people, you know, that I've been able to help. And it's still not like it ain't hidden. And that's because I thought that I could serve everybody. I thought that I could be for everybody. And I'm telling you guys, you can't serve everyone. You won't serve everyone. You can't be for everyone. And everybody ain't gonna like you. But that's okay. Because when you find your people, it doesn't matter who else doesn't like you, who else isn't supporting, who else ain't rooting for you, who's just, you know, stalking your page and just scrolling through and not liking. It doesn't matter. Those people don't matter. That's really not even your business. That's them. When you find your people, when you niche down and you're speaking to a certain audience of people that need what you have, like, you're speaking to their heart, you're speaking to their soul, you're speaking to their spirit. Like, when you're younger, right? Like, my granny and my mom, they kept us in church like 4 days a week. And when I was younger, I never understood why people called the Holy Ghost. I never understood why people started shouting. I never even understood why people was just crying in church. I'm like, I'm trying to just keep my eyes open and write on this program, passing notes back and forth to my brother, making fun of people without my granny or my mama seeing. So I'm just trying to stay alive here in church. Like, this is the most boringest thing ever to me. But as I grew older, I started really listening to what the words of the songs were saying, what the pastor was saying, and it seemed like he was speaking to me. Or it seems like that song, those words of that song were made for me. It spoke to my heart. Like, I can't even explain. But if you like a guy, girl, a guy, and you grew up in a church house, in black church, you already know, say amen. But when something is for you and it's speaking to you, sometimes tears are just rolling down your face. You know, sometimes it's like, yes, God, like this is what I needed. She's talking to me. This is meant for me. I'm that single mom. I'm that divorcee. I'm that, you know, spouse that doesn't treat their other spouse right. Like I'm the one that doesn't know how to serve, or I'm that person trying to start a business and I feel like I'm turning my wheels. You know, I'm that person, like me. And when I tell you, you niche down like that and you start speaking to people in that way, the people that you're looking for, they will rise up. They'll find you. They'll seek you out. And I mean, that used to be one of my affirmations, my daily affirmations, because I believe that we speak things into existence. And that used to be one of my affirmations, that people are seeking me out. And I'm telling you, it's a wonderful feeling. It's an absolute wonderful feeling. So all the talk about niching down, finding what your niche is, one thing you have to do when finding that, and you can always go grab my book. I'll put, if you go look me up on Instagram at Karee B. Miller, K-A-R-R-E-E-B as in boy, M-I-L-L-E-R, and click on the link in my bio. It'll take you to my book, 5 Ways to Find Your Niche. I'm telling you, I have had so many great reviews about it, and I haven't even had time to post about it. But one of the things that you're definitely going to want to do, because I don't want to do a spoiler, you can go cop that. But one thing you definitely want to do is you want to get clear on who you are. And a lot of people miss that because they don't know who they are. Or they're following so many people on social media and they're taking a bit from this person and a bit from this person and a piece from this person, and they're bringing it all together like, oh, I like the way she posts. Oh, I like the way her pictures look. Oh, I like all her hashtags. Oh, I like this. Oh, I like that. Okay, I'm gonna start doing that. And it's okay to, you know, to copy the right cat. You know what I'm saying? But it's always looking at somebody else's stuff and making it your own, not getting lost in other people's things. And so you have to be clear on who you are, not who you were. Because just a year ago, I was somebody different. Just a year ago, we were waiting for an autism diagnosis for my baby girl, my 3-year-old Rome. We were waiting for an autism diagnosis. We were living in Texas, hella debt, hella stress, no money, hella broke, and just like turning our wheels. So when you get clear on who you are, because I'm not that person anymore. I've grown so much in a year. Like, we grow overnight. We have the ability to grow and to change the more we pour into ourselves, when you're filling your cup, when you're surrounding yourself with the right people. So being clear on who you are. I'm not the Karee who used to like to go out Thursday through Sunday. I'm not the Karee who used to work out Monday through Friday. I'm not the Karee who used to cut, color, and dye my hair, change my hair, quick weave it, sew it in, protective style. Like, I'm not that Karee that used to do that either. Now, like, I'm 3 kids in, 15 years in of marriage, and we own things. Like, we have collateral, we have property, we have, like, it's just, I'm a different person. I would rather sleep Thursday through Sunday if I could do it peacefully. And so I had to get clear on, like, I'm not the rah-rah fun, not that I'm not fun, but I just do fun differently now. I value my peace so much more now. Like, I want to travel now. I want to be around people that are better than me, that pour into me, that I can learn from. I don't want to be around a bunch of yes, ma'am, and ass people, or people that don't have their own opinion. They just go with the flow. Like, I want to be with other people that challenge my mindset, that challenge my life. Like, hey, You living here when you could be living here, and it's possible, but you haven't been doing the work, and you need to know that. I don't want to be around a friend that's like, oh yeah, Ree, that's good. Yeah, Ree, that looks good. Oh, you're starting a business? Oh, that's good, Ree. I don't want to be around no amen and ass people. I want to be around people that's going to call me out on my shit, call me on the carpet. And that's who I am now. I used to be okay with just being around people that's like, oh, yeah, that looks good. Amen to me all the time. That ain't even what I want. I don't even like those type of people around me because I have a pretty strong personality. And I can't have, I just can't have that around me. So now who I am is way, way different. Those are just toasts. So many examples, maybe a little rant, y'all, sorry, but just of knowing who you are now, being clear on who you are. When you're clear on who you are, then you can get clear on who you serve, who your service is for, who, like, what your lane is. Like, yeah, you might be doing consulting, but you're consulting moms of children, stay-at-home moms of children who have special needs. So, you know, they have a schedule, they may have therapies, they may have so many other things going on, but they want to make income from home and they don't know how. That's who your market is. Everybody isn't, that's not going to be everybody's market that's doing consulting. Some people are doing consulting for people who are freshly starting out a business. Some people are doing consulting for hairstylists on how to grow their clientele or how to grow your Instagram. There's all kind of lanes. You just have to find the one that works for you. And now, I'm gonna definitely be honest, like over 30, my interest and my passions and my mindset, they shifted, and I was just operating in priority and obligation over my passion. And the businesses that I was doing and the things that I was doing them out of fear because I knew we had this bill due and that bill due. Like, I was working out of fear because, y'all, you can push through fear and you can make shit happen. Okay, let's be clear. But in that type of fear, you don't want to be there because where you are in that position, you are, it's like a money block and you're not in a creative space. And you definitely want to be close to your creativity so you're fluid, you know, you're flowing. And I was just lost in the sauce. I forgot who I was, what I could do, what I was capable of. I went through the motions of being at home, being a mom, and it's kind of like, damn, like, what am I good at? What do I do? Other than, you know, change diapers and soothe crying babies and all this and that. But I was missing, like, throughout the day while I'm changing diapers and making bottles and, you know, all the things that I was doing in my mom duties, I was getting calls from people, like friends, family members, like, hey, Ree, I was thinking about starting a business. I want to run it by you. Hey, Ree, can you come and listen to one of my pitches? I just started a business, or I joined this MLM. Can you come listen to my pitch? Or people was calling me on three ways with business coaches, you know, starting businesses, like, hey, well, I got my mentor on the phone, like doing that little pitch, that little spiel. Everybody that been in MLM know the little three-way calls. People was always calling me, running stuff by me, asking me, what did I think? Hey, what do you think of this design? What do you think of this logo? What do you think of my Instagram? How can I clean it up? How can I make it better? Hey, Ree, how do you work from home and have the kids at home? I find myself napping all day. I don't ever get shit done. Like, how do you do it? How are you working from home? How is it working out for you? I mean, just people asking me advice on everything. Like, how you and Gabriel married for so long? How do you not kill your husband? And it's like, well, the answer to that is I kill him in my head several times a day and I just bring him back to life. So there's that. But, you know, just a little tip for married folks. That's what you got to do. But that's why it's just so important to be clear on who you are and make sure that you're not allowing your priorities and obligations to make you forget what your passions are, what you're good at. Still just, you know, taking care of your adult life responsibilities, work life, business, family, taking care of that, but making sure you're not getting lost in the sauce of it, y'all. And honestly, when you know better, you do better. And I just went live about this on Instagram because people use that term so loosely, like, yeah, when you know better, you do better. But the fact of the matter is that some people, they don't want the responsibility of knowing better, so they don't have to do better. So you can't call them on their shit. You can't call them on the carpet and say, well, you knew that. You knew what? You knew the trash came every Thursday and Saturday and you didn't take it out. See, a lot of people say, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, man, I didn't know. They don't want the responsibility of knowing, so they don't have to elevate, so they don't have to do better, so they don't have to be held accountable for their shit. So there's a level of knowing better and doing better, actually doing better, knowing who you are so you know who your message is for. and just really congratulating yourself on your way, on your journey. Nobody knows how to do things. They learn on their way. They just jump out there. Babies don't know how to walk or crawl or flip over. They just start doing it. One day they just try it. They just jump out there. They have no fear at that age. They don't even know what fear is. And that's how we have to get, y'all. We have to not be a child, but have a childlike mind when it comes to fear. Like, you can't tell a child that they're not going to grow up and be a superhero, because that's what they believe. Their belief is strong and their fear is non-existent. And so that's what I mean when get childlike. You have to, you know, have that belief like, hey, I can jump in here and I can make shit happen for myself. I can create anew. You know, this isn't going to be my story. I can rewrite it. You don't give nobody else the pen that's writing, you know, your story. How you going to get somebody else the pen? You know what I'm saying? So, and honestly, like I said, congratulate yourself. Give yourself grace along the way, because understand where you were or where you are is at one point in your life, you wished to be where you are now or to have the things that you have now. It was once a wish, a thought, a dream, you know, written down on a piece of paper on a dream board. That's where it was. And when you don't hit your goals, realize that your failures are some people's dreams and goals. You may have launched a business and didn't get the feedback that you wanted, but somebody's dream and goal is just to launch a business, and they haven't gotten out there. So you still have to give yourself that pat on the back, because it's a learning lesson in niching down, finding out who you are, finding who your audience is, and, you know, not making any excuses and just get into work. So just know that, you know, have that confidence that, hey, where I am, somebody is hoping and praying and wishing to be. And that's what I got for y'all. And I'm super sorry I haven't been on my podcast shit. When I tell y'all, Alaska tore us up these last past 2 weeks. One of the girls got sick, then the other one got sick, and like the sickness went through the whole house and then came back around. Like, I didn't even have a voice for about 10 days. Like, it was disgusting. It was horrible. I was just dying to myself every day. But in that time, I did learn a few things. I worked on a computer, learned a few things to automate my business, learned a little bit about Pinterest too, and just learned a lot more about niching down in your work. So if you're not following me on Instagram, make sure you're following me at Karibi Miller. And if you want to know more about me, you can definitely go to KaribiMiller.org and work with me, find out more about me, get my book, 5 Ways to Find Your Niche. And thank y'all for sticking with me through this. I'm definitely back. I'm better than ever. It's getting hot here. It's about 50 degrees and I am thankful for it. So yeah, thanks for listening in, tuning in. I hope this was a blessing to you. Y'all know I am here to uplift, to inspire, to encourage, to motivate, and just give you some news you can use, some information that you can apply, and do some actionable work with. I'm hoping that y'all go back and apply this. And like I said, share it if it's interesting. Shoot me a message. I always love y'all's feedback. I would love to know what you all want to hear. I'm going to start bringing some people on with me, some of my colleagues, so they can start telling their story, because I feel like y'all know me pretty well now. But thank y'all, you know, for listening in and giving me this platform to tell my story via podcast. And it is the new wave, y'all. So if there's any way you want to tell your story, I encourage you all, start your podcast, tell your story. There's somebody that's willing to listen. There's somebody that it's going to help. So I hope this helps you all. Thanks again for tuning in. It's your girl, Karee, and Real Life Reezy. Peace.